This podcast is free and it's accessible to everyone thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at kuow.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks.
From KUOW in Seattle, welcome to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Coming up, a book club meeting that turned into a concert. We'll hear how local musicians crafted original music inspired by the best-selling memoir, Crying in H Mart. But first, tourist destinations seem idyllic when you stop by for a weekend getaway, but we want to dig a little deeper.
Things have changed so rapidly.
We became a destination where people wanted to get out and travel some way. You know, it's just, the town really wasn't set up to have that many people at once.
It's a really nice town, but realistically, I think I'll have to move away at some point. So the housing is expensive.
Over 80% of the people that you see in the stores working here are outside the community.
Currently, I live in Wenatchee.
Over 80% can't be here.
My wife and I struggled for 10 years to try to find a place here.
I'm actually a little like semi-homeless right now, like working full-time. You can't afford to live anywhere in Leavenworth.
When COVID first hit Washington way back in March of 2020, we shut down. Restaurants, theaters, shops, anything that wasn't essential, including our tourist towns. Now, a lot of those towns are back, in some cases significantly busier than when they were pre-pandemic. And that brings its own challenges. What impact has COVID had on our favorite local vacation spots? And how are community members, especially service workers in hotels, shops, and restaurants, coping with the new normal? Throughout the next month, we'll look at how tourist destinations around the state are doing as we slump reluctantly into our third year of pandemic. And we start in Leavenworth, a Bavarian-style village in central Washington. Right now, Leavenworth is buried under more than 4 feet of snow, and with Highway 2 through Stevens Pass still closed, some visitors were temporarily stranded.
Crews have been working around the clock to move truckloads of snow to any available lot. The mayor declared a state of emergency on Friday, and Tuesday, National Guardsmen and women put in a full day of work.
But when we visited a few weeks ago on a Tuesday afternoon, roads were clear and Christmas was right around the corner.
So we're on Front Street right now, and every other store sells pretzels or some kind of Danish pastry or Bavarian treat. We've got a lot of sausages and nutcrackers being featured here, and I mean, it is a postcard of a town.
And working among those gingerbread houses and Bavarian sausages was bookstore employee Shay Haligso. She says Leavenworth is going through growing pains, and that's felt most acutely by the workers who staff this winter wonderland.
Gosh, I think my family moved here when I was 6 years old. So we actually first moved to Plain, which, do you know where Plain is at?
I do not.
Did you take Stevens Pass to get here?
Yes.
Yeah, so that little kind of in the middle of nowhere place you drive through, there's Cole's Corner and like the little gas station. So that connects to Plain and the Lake Wenatchee area. Yeah, I've worked in Leavenworth for about, gosh, since I was like 13. So this will be my ninth year working in Leavenworth. And we've just gotten so much more publicity lately. I think social media is a huge part of that. So town's gotten a lot busier all year. Even the times of year called the dead season, a lot of those are even busy. I think people come here expecting it to look like the postcards and the Instagram photos and all that. And what they don't realize is often those photographs and stuff are taken at like 4 a.m. when there's no one here. And so they come here expecting that. And then there's like streets filled with people and nowhere to park and so much traffic. And that wasn't necessarily what they bargained for. So I think the reality of it being a tourist town is a little different than seen pictures, and it's like the picturesque little Christmas town. I don't think Leavenworth has the infrastructure to support thousands of people in town all at the same time. Like, we don't have the parking, or like, there's really only one main road that goes through town. And there isn't a lot of like overnight housing. When it is so busy, people can't necessarily get in and out of shops and like look around and browse and maybe talk to the people who work there. So if it's a little slower and spread out, I think it would be really nice for people to actually really investigate town and see what there is to see without having to deal with like huge throngs of people.
What have you seen when it comes to affordable housing?
It doesn't exist here. I'm actually a little like semi-homeless right now. I either stay at my partner's house or I sleep on my mom's couch. And that's because like working full-time, you can't afford to live anywhere in Leavenworth. There's a lot of vacation houses and such. And I think so many people from the west side come over and buy homes, and that's really driven up property values. And so it's really hard as someone who's grown up here and lives here and like their whole life is here and wants to keep living here, for everything's bought up by people who can afford it and you no longer can. So yeah, someone who's like lived here my whole life, that is a really big problem. And I can't afford to live where I've always lived. So
yeah. Have you ever thought about having to move away because of that?
I've moved away a couple times. I've been like around Oregon and Washington, but I always end up coming back. And I don't know, it's hard because like this is my home and I always end up coming back here, but it is a lot more affordable to live other places.
What about the good parts about, you know, living and working in Leavenworth that maybe somebody who visits for a weekend once a year might not realize? What are your favorite things about living here?
It's so beautiful here. I'm a very like outdoorsy person, and so having that access to the outdoors really is a privilege. And it is cool for people to come here and experience that, especially if they're from the city. It is really a unique place that I think a lot of people haven't gotten to enjoy something like this before. So yeah, I do really love that aspect of it. I just wish it wasn't so blown up, I guess.
That was Shay Halixo, an employee at the Book for All Seasons bookstore in Leavenworth. Shay is not the only person in this situation, living and working in Leavenworth and wanting to stay, but reckoning with overcrowding and a lack of affordable housing. We spoke to multiple people who work in town and have moved to Wenatchee or other surrounding communities to find places they can afford. And these growing pains don't just impact employees. Joining me now is Pam Brulot, the owner and founder of the Munchen House Bavarian Grill and Beer Garden and the Icicle Brewing Company. Hi, Pam. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Pam, we want to get to these big picture issues like the housing crunch. But first, how are you doing with all this snow?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're pretty hardy. You have to be living in Leavenworth. It is a very four-season town. But I think the huge amounts of snow was nothing that any of us were really prepared for. But thankfully, the National Guard came and neighbors are helping neighbors. And I feel like we're digging out and just getting through it, just like we tend to always do.
Well, you just heard Shay's comments about the struggle to make ends meet and find a place to live in town. How do you feel hearing her experience?
I just think it's all too common. I mean, we see it with our employees, even our highest paid employees, and we, you know, as a business owner and, you know, hopefully seen as a leader in the community, you know, we want to take care of our employees, and we try to have a very competitive and high wage that is a living wage. And we as a business have struggled to you know, keep at pace with the housing market and what it costs now to afford housing in our area. So I definitely echo her concerns, and we see it firsthand too with all of our employees. It's a challenge, and hopefully something that our community and the leaders can help find a solution to.
How many of your employees are able to live in town?
I'd say, I have, unfortunately, like we have, because of COVID, had a lot of turnover, and which we've never seen. We've always had a very steady workforce, and a lot of our employees have stayed, but we have had definitely a lot of hiring going on. And so it is constantly changing. I would say probably half of our employees live here, and the half that are able to live in Leavenworth. That's just totally my gut guess. But I would say the half that do live here, you know, they're having to be very creative and share housing with other employees. And they pay a lot for housing, even if it is just one bedroom in a shared house. And so I think the people who are able to live in Leavenworth have had to be very just be very creative. And I think it is a sacrifice too, to be able to live closer to where they work too, rather than, and even our surrounding areas have become more expensive too. If you look at Peshawestin, Kashmir, Wenatchee, and I think housing in general, you know, across the nation has gone up too. Yeah. I think this is a common threat to every town, and especially tourist towns that are a destination.
Have you seen it worsen during the pandemic as people are leaving urban centers and finding retreats like the Cascade Mountains? Lovely place to move if you are dealing with a crowded city during a pandemic.
Yeah, and I think the housing market just continues to climb. Prices are just have continued on an upward trend, even though, you know, maybe our economics haven't kept at pace with that. And so it definitely has gotten worse through the pandemic, I believe.
And your restaurant had to shut down in March of 2020 because of COVID. You did have to lay off some staff members, unfortunately. What's happened since then? Have your employees come back now that you're reopened?
Yeah, luckily, you know, because we were able to have to-go operations, we were able to keep some people on staff, but we definitely, had to have some layoffs, and we just tried as quickly as we could to get people back. And we had, I'd say most of our staff came back, but a lot, you know, I think you can see it's pretty common during the pandemic. A lot of people are making just life changes. Some people have moved back to maybe be closer to their family, or maybe don't feel comfortable working during the pandemic and being with the public. And so I think our attrition has been kind of for those reasons. So we have luckily been able to hire people. I do feel fortunate for that. But we definitely, it's been the constant stream of hiring and people making changes.
Yeah. And I understand in the service industry being so public facing that it just wouldn't be the right choice for everyone to come back to the job in our new reality. Pam, what does your community mean to you? What does it mean for this owner in Leavenworth and be a good citizen of the community of Leavenworth? What's your, feeling about the way to run a business and be a responsible member of the Leavenworth community?
Yeah, so my husband and I and our three kids, we moved here in 2001 to build Munchen House. And so we have been here quite a while now. And I would say our community is really one of our main purposes for doing what we do. I love sausage and beer, everything in moderation, but really we do what we do because we want to bring people together and be involved in our community. And that is why we still continue to do it and are passionate about it, because it really has allowed us to give back to our community in as many ways as we can, really be involved in the community.
with, you know, benevolence or even sitting on boards and just being very active so that we can stay engaged and involved in what are the needs and how can we help as business owners and employers. We exist because we are in this community and we feel like it's just the right thing to do to give back to the community that has helped you stay in business. And so, you know, we do, like, we are here because of our tourism, but we are also here because of our local support and engagement. So,
I'm going to ask you to wade into some controversy. So brace yourself here.
Leavenworth,
Leavenworth has been making changes during the pandemic to deal with the overcrowding. This year, the town got rid of these, quote, magic moments that stretch, that used to happen on one day. Now they stretch out over more days. For example, there's no longer a single moment on Saturday when all the Christmas lights turn on or a single weekend for Oktoberfest. But there has been some grumbling from some corners saying that changing the name of the winter festival, for example, or allowing folks to come up in costume as Krampus, you know, party crashers, was somehow against the ethos of a Christmas town like Leavenworth. What do you think about getting rid of those magic moments and the changes that have happened because of overcrowding?
Yeah, well, I mean, the pandemic itself has been a huge amount of change. And I think so any change on top of that change is just, you know, exaggerated immensely. And change is hard for people. I mean, myself included, like, but just, you know, being a part of the downtown and the community itself, I mean, I personally see that you know, even though change is hard, I do see a lot of positive impact that these changes have made to just our community and to the downtown. And, you know, for example, like the what used to be the Christmas lighting, you know, each weekend where we would turn on the lights, it was the guest experience for our visitors that were coming was not great because our infrastructure could not handle the amount of people that were coming. And so, you know, one solution is to spread that out. And how do you do that? You spread out the festivities throughout the week. So I don't see it as really taking something away. I see that we've built and expanded opportunities for people to come over and have a better experience throughout the week. We increased the midweek engagement and entertainment. And it's funny with the whole Krampus thing, like the Krampus group has been coming for years. I've been involved in Christmas lighting for 20 years. And I think because this year it was kind of more of an educational and more involvement with them, I think that people maybe didn't know the history and like the Bavarian Christmas time and that there is a Krampus parade in Munich. And so I think, you know, that's maybe a change that since it was kind of controversial, maybe they'll reevaluate. But
maybe slightly overblown by social media.
I was kind of surprised because I've seen the Krampus in town for many years. So.
Sure.
And they come to beer festivals. So I can see both sides of you know, and the same thing with the changes during Oktoberfest. I think, you know, when you're trying to balance community needs with guest experiences, you know, we want to have a win-win on both sides. We want the community to be able to live in this beautiful area. We want to be able to share this area with our guests. And so,
but you want workers to be able to have a good experience, of course, and live in town as much as possible as well. Pamela Brulot is the owner and founder of the Munchenhaus Bavarian Grill and Beer Garden and the Icicle Brewing Company, both located in Leavenworth. Thank you so much, Pamela, for coming on and talking to us about your experience.
Oh, yes, anytime. And we just welcome people here. And it's just such a great community. I'm really proud to be a part of it.
While obviously a business owner cannot do it all, Pam can't single-handedly fix a housing crisis or make Leavenworth a less crowded experience. So I spoke to someone who is trying to do that. That's coming up right after this break. You're listening to Soundside. You're listening to Soundside from KUOW. I'm Libby Denkman. And today we're spending time in Leavenworth to find out how tourist towns around Washington are faring in the pandemic. If you haven't been, Leavenworth is a town nestled in the Cascades in central Washington, right on the banks of the Wenatchee River. The vibe is Bavarian by design. When the economy was struggling in the 1960s, the town's leaders decided to go after tourists instead of relying on the timber industry. We just spoke to a local employee and business owner about how things are going during the pandemic. I also spoke to someone who ran for public office to lead Leavenworth, promising to address the growing pains that are making life tough for locals. And being the mayor of a town like Leavenworth, there's the horn. Gorgeous. Oh my gosh.
My name is Carl Florey, mayor of Leavenworth, and we're downtown right here in Front Street Park, which is kind of the center of our activity with the gazebo and lots of entertainment and lots of busy people enjoying the Christmas times.
Yes, when you interview Leavenworth Mayor Carl Florey, you risk getting interrupted by an Alpine horn played in the middle of the street. But Florey had a lot more to say about overcrowding and the housing supply squeezing working-class folks in his town.
We were going the route of a lot of mountain communities that are tourism-centered. They skyrocket because they become very popular. It's beautiful. Everybody wants to be here. Well, guess what? Everybody isn't necessarily just workers. It's people with outside money that can come in and buy up our homes. We're at over 30% of the houses that you see here are second homes for somebody. Well, the people with money that can bid those up can bid them up far higher than the wages that a tourism economy creates. So, and it's not just then the hospitality people that work down here. Over 80% of the people that you see in the stores working here are outside of the community. Over 80% can't be here. Nothing has been done to build affordable rentals or first-time homebuyer homes. So we're getting homes that are being built because there's a demand, a market for them. Over $700,000 is the base of what's getting built.
And that's folks oftentimes from Seattle.
From Seattle is the biggest, yep. And they can afford that. But a teacher can't. A nurse down here at our local hospital can't. So it's not just the hospitality that we're emptying out. We're losing the community itself, the whole diversity, which to me, community is about diversity. If you don't have diversity of ages, incomes, you know, nationality, I mean, all of it, the more healthy, in my mind. I ran on a platform of keeping this a working community, not just a resort, you know. I love what we do here. I love coming down and seeing people from all over the world. I mean, it's wonderful. I'm not anti-tourism. I'm about sustaining tourism in a way that sustains the community as well.
Building affordable housing is difficult enough in a city where you have a concentrated, you know, economy and maybe a larger government to provide services. But we're talking about a relatively small year-round population here.
Very small.
What are the challenges that maybe are, you know, different in Leavenworth than in Seattle for building affordable housing?
And the challenge is finding an income stream that you can apply to it, because money talks. In this society, if you can't bring money to the table, I can't just compete out of thin air. I mean, and we can't just regulate our way out of this. So I know that we have to get a funding stream. So I've worked on that. 2 years ago, I had a bill introduced in the state legislature that allows us to add additional hotel motel tax. that would be directed at workforce housing. And then when I say workforce, I mean all the way up to 120% of the median income, because if we only do affordable housing below 80, we're still going to miss a whole middle, you know. So I want to get it up so that we don't, so that we are, I call housing, it's all the rungs of a ladder. You've got the very affordable subsidized rentals, you got market rentals, then you got a first-time homebuyer home, and then you can move into the more general market. So you need all those rungs so that there's some fluidity and movement. If you just put a cap on and say, sorry, you can rent, but you can't own here, again, you're emptying out your community of a segment that you need to be healthy. And so that's the challenge, is where do you get a funding stream that you can apply locally? And to me, the hotel motel tax was made sense because, first of all, we get a lot of income off of hotels and motels in this town. We're a town of 2,000 that hosts over 2 million every year. And if they each bring a little bit to help us with that effort, that's where we could get a funding stream that we could apply. So that's...
And what happened with that hotel tax?
So, well, it got crushed, but... but not...
I can see it in your face that it hurts. It hurts.
It hurts because I do think eventually, I hope we'll get something about that. There's bills. I'm constantly tracking these. There's bills out there. I still hope to eventually convince that this would be a good thing.
That's Leavenworth Mayor Carl Florey. His background is in nonprofit affordable housing, and he was elected in 2019, promising to address the housing crisis. Put a pin in that hotel motel tax issue, because we've got an update for you in just a couple minutes. I also asked Florey about how the pandemic has changed his town and why he supported ending those magic moments you heard about from business owner Pam Brulot.
I would say there's been a lot of silver linings to the pandemic for Leavenworth, and several of those are, one is what you're seeing here, this being closed down to traffic and being allowed to become a pedestrian mall sort of place and plaza. They've always kind of envisioned someday, but whenever people would really get serious about broaching it, it was like, no, we got it, you know, that's too different. So I did an emergency order that closed it down so that people would space, because we recognized fairly soon as there was travel started back up, you know, in 2020, probably May, June, even though they weren't supposed to come over. What do you do when you've got a state highway? You can't close it. So they were going to come, and I go, we've got to give them more space. If you can imagine them crowded onto the sidewalk there. And so I did an emergency declaration, closing it down, all traffic, and you'd have thought I'd killed Leavenworth by the response, you know? What's this guy doing?
Locals were worried
Locals
about it being
were
shut down.
Worried. The businesses were worried that, you know, it's not gonna work. Interestingly enough, fast forward, when I said, okay, let's look at opening it back up, they go, don't you dare, you know? So that was a silver lining, and we're looking at ways to permanently make this more pedestrian. And, you know, we did it, and it's kind of haphazard and not, you know, not as thought out, but I think we're going to move that direction, you know, to make this more permanent.
What about the crowds? You know, how busy has it been compared to, say, a pre-pandemic time? Are you seeing about the levels of tourism that you would before?
We're seeing an increase, and quite frankly, I think it'll be interesting to see if we sustain that, because a lot of people still aren't doing their big trips, right? They're not flying anywhere. So guess what? We've got this beautiful town right over the mountain. So very quickly, we went from shut down to exceeding what we did pre-pandemic. So we're, knock on wood, we're a beneficiary, I think, by location. Our concern and my concern, again, is sustaining that. If you notice, I mean, you came here during this Christmas time. Used to be we had the magic switch that came on Saturday night,
boom, and all these lights would just all of a sudden burst on and ooh and ah.
It was one night.
It was one night
so
of the week.
It's all concentrated. Everyone's arriving for that one moment.
For that one moment. But here's the thing, and it used to be magical. I was here when it was, you know, very, and you would just, you know, have a good-sized crowd, but it wasn't overdone, overcrowded. Now, in the last years, not only was it packed so that you couldn't walk through the crowd because it gets so packed in here, and there was hundreds and hundreds of people still couldn't make it in time because it took hours to get into town.
The traffic into town was backed up on Highway 2.
It was clogged up. We had Homeland Security here giving us an audit of what we needed to do to protect this community because of it was such a prime location for, you got 10,000 people packed into one small plaza. So all of those things meant we're trying to give people a good experience. That's not a good experience for most people. So the magic moment was magic that also led to a lot of not good moments for a lot of people. That's not a good, consistent way of wanting people to come back.
That magic moment sounds a little miserable.
Well, we outgrew the magic moment.
What I'm hearing, Mayor, is that your efforts from the affordable housing that you have been pushing to find funding for, you're calling attention to, you know, easing the crunch of these holiday magical moments to smooth them out over a longer period of time. You're trying to make Leavenworth more livable for the Leavenworthites.
Right. It's finding that balance, I guess, so that again, you got to find that middle ground where you sustain it and then make sure you get more days that are at that middle.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. I really, really appreciate the conversation. Yeah. It's been wonderful to visit your town and to hear about your plans and what you've been trying to do to make it better for residents and for people visiting. Yeah.
That was Leavenworth Mayor Carl Florey in a few weeks ago when we spoke to him for Soundside. Before the town was buried in record snow and ice, as they are right now, Highway 2 through Stevens Pass is still closed. Washington State DOT is hoping to get it back open today. Now, Florey has had some exciting news since we spoke. The hotel-motel tax issue is back in play. Republican State Senator Brad Hawkins has partnered with Mayor Florey, who's a progressive, to create Senate Bill 5513 that would give counties an option to take 1% of revenue from the existing hotel-motel tax and put it toward workforce housing projects. If the bill passes, Florey says Leavenworth could see $600,000 coming in for affordable housing every year. Looking ahead, Leavenworth isn't the only town impacted by the pandemic, and it isn't the only tourist town we'll be visiting this month. Every Wednesday in January, we'll be headed to another part of Washington, and we want to hear from you. Whether you live in Leavenworth, vacation there, or have thoughts on the state of our tourist towns, hit us up at kuow.org/soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. This is Soundside, and we'll be right back.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's Teen Dance Ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.